Water Baptism and the Laying On of Hands. Chapter 9 of the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. We believe in the ordinance of water baptism by immersion after repentance. Through the laying on of hands, with prayer, the believer receives the Holy Spirit and becomes a part of the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. Matthew 3 verses 13 and 16, John 3 verses 23, Acts 2 verse 38, 8 verses 14 through 17, 19 verses 5 through 6, and 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. After repentance and faith in Hebrews 6 verse 1, verse 2 lists the doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands as two of the elementary principles of Christ. John the Baptist introduced a baptism of repentance, tied to the concept of forgiveness of sins. Matthew 3 verses 1 through 6, and Mark 1 verses 4 through 5. Jesus himself was baptized by John, Matthew 3 verses 13 through 17. Not because he needed to repent of sin or be forgiven, but as an example for his disciples throughout the ages. The English word baptize is derived from the Greek word baptizo, which means to immerse. By definition, then, the only biblical form of baptism is a complete immersion in water. John the Baptist chose a particular location in the Jordan River for baptizing because sufficient water was available there to completely submerge individuals. John 3, verse 23. For the Christian, the ordinance of baptism is profoundly important. In one action, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection are called to mind for the believer and linked to his or her own symbolic death and resurrection from the watery grave to walk in newness of life. Romans 6 verses 3 through 6 and Colossians 2 verses 12 through 13. Also inherent in the symbolism is the promise of the believer's future resurrection into the kingdom of God. The forgiven sinner emerges from the waters of baptism to live a new life in Christ, free from death and penalty incurred by sin. The waters of baptism have symbolically washed away all sins. In this regard, baptism is an outward acknowledgement of the believer's inward intent to yield and submit his or her life to God and his way. Ephesians 4 verses 20 through 24. Baptism, which is commanded in Scripture, must be preceded by faith and repentance. Acts 2 verses 37 through 38, Mark 16 verse 16. The very symbol of baptism itself shows a willingness to bury the old sinful life, Romans 6 verse 11. Our acknowledgement of guilt and the need for Jesus Christ to save us from the consequences of sin is of paramount importance. This repentance is characterized by a change of heart and action and is based on personal faith in and a total commitment to Jesus Christ and God the Father. Luke 14 verses 25 through 33 and Colossians 2 verse 12. See the chapter titled Repentance and Faith within this audio booklet. Baptism should be entered into only by someone who is mature enough to fully grasp and appreciate the lifelong commitment required. The Bible gives no indication that baptism is appropriate for children. The commission God gave his disciples includes the authority to baptize believers, Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20. Baptism is followed by prayer and the laying on of hands by one or more of God's duly ordained servants. This demonstrates that God acts through human servants and that we are to cooperate with the faithful ministry he has established in his church. See the chapter titled, The Church, within this audio booklet. This is all part of the process by which we receive the gift of God's Spirit. Acts 2 verse 38, 8 verses 14 through 18, 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, and Hebrews 6 verses 1 through 2. It is through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that Christ lives within the Christian. John 14 verses 16 through 17 and 23, and Galatians 2 verse 20. And through this process, the believer is placed into the spiritual body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 13. Bringing rejoicing in heaven. Luke 15, verse 7. Again, those who have come to repentance through the calling of God, John 6, verse 44, are to be baptized for forgiveness of sins, following the example and instruction of Jesus Christ, and with the laying on of hands, they will receive the Holy Spirit empowering them to start living a transformed life led by the Spirit. For more details, download or request The Road to Eternal Life and Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. Thanks for listening to Water Baptism and the Laying on of Hands, Chapter 9 of the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this booklet, please visit ucg.org.